This is KUT. Eviction notices have gone out to 77 people who live at Austin's state-supported living center on 35th Street in Mopac. All of the people who live at the center have serious developmental disabilities, and a handful have already moved out. One challenge with the eviction notices is that the residents have few options for other housing. KUT's Joy Diaz has the story of one of these people.
Back in 1972, Judy Stonedale had only been married for a few months when she found out she was expecting. She was 23 years old and thrilled.
I was working as a waitress.
The young couple had no money, but they had big dreams for their baby. Stonedale says she diligently visited her doctor, exercised, and took her vitamins. But something about her pregnancy seemed to be off.
I did suspect there was a problem. I don't remember how far along I was, and I went to the doctor because she wasn't moving.
The big day arrived. Julie Isbell was born August 3rd, 1972. That day, Stonedale learned many of the big dreams she had for her little girl would never be. Julie was born with a host of disabilities. She is mobile. She can crawl. But she can't walk, and she can't talk. At 42 years old, Julie's mind is like a small child's. Today, she lives at Austin's state-supported living center.
Hi. Okay, you want us all to sign in? We're just going to go visit Julie.
Stonedale visits her daughter at least once a week.
Hey! Hi! Can you say hi?
Julie is watching TV, all wrapped up in her polka-dotted blanket. Stonedale is now a psychiatrist. She used to work here. That gave her easy access to her daughter and an insight into what goes on at the center.
People that work here that have worked here for 20, 30 years, they know the clients, they care about the clients. They not only treat them like family, they feel like they're family. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of turnover lately. It's kind of hard to go to work for a place that's you're being told they're closing down.
Austin State Supported Living Center is not officially closing down. The problem is that a series of events would make anyone think it is. First came the eviction notices earlier this year. Then came this statement by Texas Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa.
Since the recommendation is to close Austin State Supported Living Center by August 31st, 2017,
the Sunset Commission, the group making this recommendation, is a group of state legislators that meets to evaluate the performance of state agencies. If agencies are performing well, they get to go on. If they're not, they get changed or axed. Since its inception, the Sunset Commission has abolished 37 agencies.
Closure, under the circumstances, probably results in a failure.
State Senator Kirk Watson says closures save the state money and are normally hailed as successes.
But what they've done is they've failed to pay attention to the human beings, the people that we really are supposed to be serving.
Few other closure recommendations have panicked a community like this one has. It was devastating news for the 270 families whose children live at Austin State Supported Living Center. Steve Wallace's son lives there.
He is being evicted.
Wallace is an attorney.
And they've done that without legislative approval.
Wallace says he will fight his son's eviction with tooth and nail.
Now, their arguments with the Sunset Review telling us we're going to close it, we might as well start moving them out because they're going to close it. But see, that hadn't been approved. That talking point is designed for people who don't know how legislative action works. Sunset Committee voted on it. That means it's a done deal. No, it's not.
State Senator Kirk Watson agrees. It's not a done deal. The legislature has to order the closure. The next legislative session begins in January.
The session is almost here. I'm going to be offering alternatives to what we could do and what that report says. And hopefully we'll have a legitimate, thorough, and long overdue debate.
In the meantime, residents are being asked to leave the center. The Department of Aging and Disability, also known as DADS, says the notices of eviction have nothing to do with the Sunset Commission's recommendation. Melissa Gale is DADS spokesperson.
We started looking at this about 2 years ago. In order to bring Austin down to a more manageable size, we determined that we were going to have to start downsizing, transitioning residents into the community.
The DADS offices are across the street from the Triangle. a mixed-use development with posh little stores and gourmet restaurants. That used to be state land, part of the old state hospital. During the Sunset Commission's hearing last August, Senator Hinojosa hinted that may be the future of Austin State-supported Living Center.
We have a modification that will require all net proceeds from the sale or lease of the Austin State-supported Living Center to be dedicated for service for people with intellectual and development disabilities.
The sale of the property would mean a clean slate for 93 acres of land in Tarrytown. Prime real estate. Most parents of people at the Living Center say they could care less about the land. What worries them is their children's well-being. Judy Stonedale, the psychiatrist, says the push now is to incorporate everyone into the community, a setting that doesn't suit her daughter, Julie.
She can't say someone's hurting me. She can't protect herself.
Stonedale fears for her daughter's safety because she's tried the community setting before. Three times, in fact. And every time something went wrong. Once, her daughter was almost overdosed on her seizure medication. Then she was neglected. But the last straw came when Stonedale got a call from an emergency room in Dallas.
And he told me that, you know, she'd been burned, severely burned. She had big chunks of hair pulled out. She was balled into the fetal position and wouldn't come out. And that's not Julie. You saw Julie. She's friendly. She's happy.
Julie's chest and left arm still bear the scar tissue from that night. The employee at the facility who was responsible was fired, but nothing else happened. It took Julie 6 months to get out of the fetal position. Stonedale says she's haunted by the screams of her daughter every time her burned skin would be removed in order for new skin to come in. Stonedale calls Julie a perfect victim, someone who can't talk and whose mind can help her communicate in other ways.
We managed to get her back here at the Austin State Supported Living Center, where she is safe. It is not perfect, but it is far and above the care that they get in the group home.
There's a swimming pool here where Julie can go to help her muscles relax. There's a library. Julie is cared for 24/7 by a team of doctors, nurses, and nurse assistants. There are cameras. It would be next to impossible to find that elsewhere. More than 90% of community homes are for profit, and the state has little oversight over them. This summer, Stonedale left her job at Austin State Supported Living Center. She was asked to not speak about the center in public. She says that's something she cannot do.
But I'm an advocate for the school and the people that work here and the people that live here and the good care that these people get.
Care that she fears cannot be replicated anywhere else. Stonedale and her daughter are now in limbo. Julie has yet to receive her eviction notice, but Stonedale can see the writing on the wall. Joy Diaz, KUT News.